are just a little bit. That's Gina G on Nova 103.5. Yeah, we often think that having just a little bit more would make things a little bit easier, but it turns out it's not quite that simple. I found an article that says South Africans aged 45 to 54 are the most financially stressed, and they're also saying that higher earners are actually more indebted than the lower ones, which is pretty weird. And then in yesterday's Market Watch, the group marketing manager at Old Mutual Namibia, Mignon Dupria, had an article saying financial stress is the new normal. So to unpack all of that, in the studio with me this morning, I have Joanne van Wyk, the business development manager at Old Mutual Investment Group. Morning, Joanne.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Good. It's a bit of a chilly morning, but we take it one bit at a time.
Well, there's a cold front on its way, so it's going to get a little bit colder, apparently. Winter's not done with us just yet. But yeah, talking about, I mean, it's silly question to ask because, everyone knows the answer. Are Namibians financially stressed?
Absolutely. I am one of them.
Yeah, I think everyone.
I think everyone is. And just on that point, if you've checked your bank account lately and you feel like you need to lay down, that is normal.
Okay.
Because that has become our day-to-day life where it just feels like your paycheck is not covering your expenses anymore. Yeah. And why is that?
Yeah, no, that I suppose is the question. We've got information here. 52% of Namibian employees report that they are under stress financially, and that's according to the 2024 Old Mutual Financial Services Monitor. Quite interestingly, the socialist revolutionary that's hiding somewhere inside me likes a paragraph in Mignon's article where she says it's also acknowledging that economic hardship is a sign that the system needs to be changed, not that they are failing. So like you said, the people who are struggling aren't alone. It's not something you're doing. It's just that this is the situation that we find ourselves in. And what do you think leads to that? What are the underlying issues that are leading to us all being so financially stressed at the moment?
Debt.
Okay.
One word. Debt.
All right.
Because we take our debt to cover our living expenses, and then we take out more debt to cover the debt. And that's how the cycle basically continues. But you said something earlier, you know, the age 45 to 54 crowd is especially overwhelmed, when it comes down to spending and savings and financial stress. And that period of our cycle is called the sandwich generation, I would like to call it, because you're in the middle of all of it, in the sense that you need to support your dependents, whether it be your parents, whether it be your kids, and it feels overwhelming. So you later become like the braai master. You know, you need to make sure that you braai, you make the salad, and after all of that, entertaining everyone, you still need to clean the kitchen.
Mm.
So financially, it's just become too much. And for us to navigate that has become difficult. So the next question would be, how can I navigate that? How can I get myself out of this situation? And, you know, you'll feel like this is maybe impractical, but you do it one bit at a time. And the one word that we sometimes feel is like a daunting task, or it has become so difficult to understand, is budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
Budgeting is basically your GPS. If you are just cruising around in Windhoek hoping to stumble upon wealth, I can guarantee you, you'll need to stop somewhere by the station and fill up, because you might get lost on the way.
Yeah.
So relying on others to give you that wealth is not the day and age that we live in. You need to rely solely on yourself. And how can you do that? That's definitely by budgeting. Even if you just do it for a month, so that you can understand where your money is actually going to. Because some of us, you sit by the first week after you've paid and you wondered, like, if I look at my bank account, I have no idea where it has gone to. So keeping account for even that $15 that you've used at the petrol station to buy yourself a pie, make yourself or keep yourself a little bit more accountable, just to know a little bit more of where your money is going to, so that you can understand your destination and where you actually fall short on. Some of us as women, you know, when we see a red tag, it's like a magnet that attracts us. But towards the end of the month, we don't understand where it has gone.
Yeah. It's not just women, by the way. My younger brother, I remember coming back with 3 t-shirts and saying, they were on sale, so I saved money. And I said, no, well, if you hadn't bought them, you would have saved even more money. So, but I mean, one of the things that I've seen people talking about as well is the sort of stealth deductions from our bank accounts, the things that we don't pay attention to anymore. You took out a Netflix subscription 5 years ago. You took out you paid DSTV, the automatic deductions.
You're paying for the gym and not going to it.
That too, yeah.
That one, I think, is a killer for all. Because we sometimes take out things that we don't need. So I do feel like having just a check in with yourself and looking at your budget from a financial perspective and seeing, do I still need this? Can I get rid of it? And how can I do it? I think is important. And I do think that we are there's a savings fatigue that has gone on where we just feel like, but you know, when people talk to me like, and I don't have money left towards the end of the month to still save. Saving does not start with $5,000. It can start with as little as $50 a week, $100 a month, just to get into the habit, because the habit is what we need to change, not really the mindset. We sometimes go into survival mode, and we need to shift from having a survival mode to a strategy mode, and to see that as, you know, our financial situation is our own little business, and we need to treat it as such. And there's overheads, there's fixed costs, and then there's variable cost. Is that variable cost still needed? How can we cut it? Because we will not know that we need a savings or a unit trust or whatever we want to call it until that flat tire hits. And, you know, I always say, out of sight, out of swipe. Okay. So created to put it in such a way that you can't reach it. I don't know if you've seen this video of this guy that said, you know, putting a basket of grapes in your fridge, right? And going and taking a few every time. It's still in sight. Yeah. It's still in sight the whole time. So you must basically almost forget about it, but also have a goal in mind for that emergency savings. Namibians are very resilient. I mean, we've had drought, we've had COVID, and we've even survived Woolies having price hikes like it's Bitcoin. So, I mean, with that said, we can change our mindset if we want to. The thing is just that we need to ask ourselves if we want to. And debt is not always the answer.
Talking about that debt then, I mean, like you say, so get that budget in there with the savings, the idea of pay yourself first, get those savings out of the way. But then if we are all sort of stuck in this debt trap, let's call it, how do we get out of that?
I think you need to speak to a financial advisor. Financial advisor to help you, guide you on what can you consolidate from a debt perspective. And the idea is not to take out more debt to cover the debt, because then you'll just be more indebted. To bring your debt level down to at least 30% of your total income, because the moment it goes beyond that, and believe me, 5 out of 10 people in Namibia's debt is more than 50% of their salary. So what do you have left? What do you have left to cover your cost of living? And that excludes, you know, medical aid, you know, the necessities, because medical aid and those stuff are important.
Yep.
School fees. So that's what I'm saying, that it is important to have a budget and to understand it, because if you don't have guidance for your money will most likely just end up taking you to Rocco Mama's.
Yeah, lead your money. Don't let your money lead you.
Absolutely.
That was Joanne van Wyk, the Business Development Manager at Old Mutual Investment Group, talking to us about how, yes, we are all financially stressed and how most of it boils down to debt. Joanne, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.